The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to the Guardian Film Team's daily digest of movie news and reviews. I'm Henry Barnes and it's Thursday 19th of November. Joining me today is Catherine Shord. Catherine, what song's in your head?
Ooh, well, we were singing Amazing Grace, weren't we, Henry?
It's a lovely song, isn't it?
Oh, lovely. Should we do a little bit?
Over to you. Okay, to the news. Jesse Eisenberg has made grumpy film critics grumpy by attacking their profession in The New Yorker. In his satirical piece, which ran with the headline "An Honest Film Review," the Social Network star implied film reviewers are lazy, shallow, fame-obsessed, and lascivious. Have I said that right?
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think that is right.
And one out of four ain't bad, eh? Catherine, critics from The Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, and NPR are among those peed off by Jesse's jottings. And are you going to join them?
No, I mean, I think, no, it's sort of so lame. I mean, he's no Simon Rich. I mean, if it had been funny, it would have cut a little deeper for me. But no, it just seems a bit of a bad idea on his part. I mean, not just because he's annoying film critics, but because it's just not a very good story. And it's getting much higher profile readership than his other stories, which also haven't been terribly good. That one-up thing he used to do wasn't actually terribly good. Maybe his plays are better. I think he's quite a bright and clever person and quite sort of good, really. But he, you know, I don't know. I think you've got to, if you're going to publish a funny story, kind of got to be funny.
I guess attacking the media is a good way to get the media's attention, though, isn't it?
I just think that's a bad idea if you're not funny. You know, if you can't really write, then probably bad idea to attack writers.
He's got form, though. He did a spoof video with Christian Stewart where they took the piss out of the junket system. I mean, who knew this was the tip of the iceberg?
Oh, Hen, you've really... That's a shame, because it was going quite well. And you know, he's clever and funny and he's spiky and that's good. I mean, one should encourage fight back. One should encourage... You know, he shouldn't just roll over and take stuff. And I expect he has got, you know, unjustly bad reviews. And he said that this was inspired because he read a review of a Woody Allen film, because he was in a Woody Allen film, and it was really lazy. And that's true. A lot of film reviews are lazy and it's horrid and what a terrible world. I just wish it was better. I think he's better than this.
Yeah. And we often call people up on being lazy in making films as well, right?
Yeah.
So I guess there's that as well.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I think the loser is in all this. I think it's The New Yorker.
Really?
Yeah.
Should have shown more class.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Michelle Hazanavicius.
No, I don't think that's right.
Michelle Hazanavicius.
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 Imagine that he's got
Hazanavicius. He's vicious.
Vicious. Hazanavicius.
Like he's got fishes.
Yeah. And he has. Come on.
No. Michelle Hazanavicius, Oscar-winning director of The Artist, has written a rude message to ISIS on his Facebook page. His note, written in response to the terrorist organisation's attack on Paris last Friday, contained around 20 expletives, so those sensitive to swearing might want to dim the volume right now. Ready? "Here in France, what we love is life, and the pleasures that go with it," he wrote. "For us, between being born and dying as late as possible, the main idea is to fuck, laugh, eat, play, fuck, drink, read, take a nap, fuck, talk, argue, paint, fuck, take a walk, do some gardening, read, fuck, sleep, watch movies, scratch our balls, fart to make friends laugh, but above all to fuck, and eventually get a nice little hand job. We are the nation of pleasure, more than one of morals. One day, we may even name a plaza after Monica Lewinsky, and that will make us laugh, and make me laugh too." Catherine, I'm less interested in the sentiment of the message, which I think a lot of people can agree with, but I do like the use of language. What do you think he was thinking?
Oh, I think it's great. I think what a great guy. I've met him when he promoted that film, The Search,
yeah.
Which he had at Cannes.
Still not out here.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I really liked it. What a great guy, and I love this. And it's actually better if you read it in Facebook's sort of messy translation, where it's kind of, they don't say fuck, I think they say kiss,
yeah.
And then they say happy little jerk,
because it's originally written in French.
That's right, it's been, in French. Yeah. I mean, how could it not be? And yeah, I mean, what a great thing. But I think the interesting thing about this actually is the Lewinsky thing, And because didn't ISIS say that they picked on Paris because it's a sort of hive of cradle of
ill morals,
and all that, and he's hedonism. Sort of embracing that. And I thought that was really interesting. And I mean, fair play to him. I thought what a great response. Sorry,
interesting. Interesting in the wake of John Oliver doing a similar thing a couple of nights ago on his show, saying that
was more angry though.
I think.
This is more just eschatological.
I wonder if the swearing is part of the response as well, though, that it's something, the swearing is going to annoy ISIS even more.
I think they're probably
you've got anyone you can
off.
Talk to there that you yeah. can tell you.
I don't know. I couldn't really speak for ISIS, but I think they've probably got bigger fish to fry than
one day. Yeah. Today's casting news. Catherine, tell me how excited you are about each of these in the form of mime. Perfect for radio. Mm-hmm. Emma Stone is playing Billie Jean King in Battle of the Sexes.
Isn't that, didn't we already announce that like 100 times a million years ago? Wasn't Steve Carell and what's it meant to be doing that all along? That's not really new news, is it? Sorry.
Moving on, Casey Affleck is directing Joaquin Phoenix in Western Far Bright Star.
Again, isn't it Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Sorry to pull you up on everything.
Casey Affleck is directing Joaquin Phoenix in Western Far Bright Star.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shrug.
Yeah.
Alexandra Daddario is taking the female lead in the Baywatch movie.
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba. None of those were mimes. And finally, tomorrow sees the release of the last film in the Hunger Games franchise, Mockingjay Part 2, which again stars Jennifer Lawrence's rebel-rousing Katniss Everdeen, sees the people of Pan Am finally take the fight to the evil President Snow, played by Donald Sutherland. Danny Lee explored the impact the franchise has had in a piece that's on the site right now. And Catherine, we're talking a bit about the film on the film show later, but I wanted to get your take on the franchise as a whole. Have you had fun watching it?
Well, I haven't watched the last one, so that was quite fun because I understand it's quite long. And the penultimate one was quite a slog. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you've got to sort of respect a film that is like this, then that has something in it, like a bit of genocide.
Mm.
However, from what I understand, there's no actual kind of political content. It's just like, adults are just like, they don't understand. And they're all like, actually really evil. And
it says that autocrats are bad.
Oh my God. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that is pretty
teens need to be told that, right, before they get seduced.
Christ. I don't know. You've seen the last one. Do you think it's good?
I did like the last one, yeah. I mean, we did talk about it on the show, kind of save it for people. But, I mean, what do you think the legacy of the franchise is? Is this kind of a template now for... I mean, it's already had an impact in terms of spawning the Divergent franchise, which we could all
I
do
I quite
about.
Like it. I quite like Divergent. I think it's quite fun. I love Kate Winslet.
It's kind of a shonky pound shop version of The Hunger Games, isn't it?
I kind of prefer it. What's the legacy? I don't know. Is it that people feel more empowered and politically active? You know, I mean, Sutherland and Tucci have sort of said good things about this. Sutherland said in the past that the reason he did it is to try and get people to vote in the elections, get young people to vote in the elections. And perhaps there's something in that. It's sort of a bit tragic for the world on some level if that's, you know, if they require the Hunger Games to do that. I think what's interesting about it is that it's got this threesome, the love triangle that you get in all these films, but it's not really about that. It's not really about, will she pick the little one or the bigger one? It's about sort of, fighting. So, and that's quite good, I suppose, in telling ladies, young ladies, it's not all about the boys.
Okay, that's it for today. Coming up on the site later, we have Peter Bradshaw. We'll review Eisenberg's letter right back at him.
Ooh.
We'll have an exclusive clip from Todd Haynes' Carol.
Ooh.
And there's the film show in which me, Ben and Zan talk about The Hunger Games, Kate Winslet's bonkers new film, The Dressmaker, and thanks to Gaspar Noé's love, wanking, glory be. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. This podcast, like all contemporary popular media, was executive produced by Ridley Scott.
Bye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.